Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Steve Chandler is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Steve Chandler's in the building, so to speak. Steve is a best-selling author extraordinaire. He's written something under 20 books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. He is a world-famous speaker. People have heard him speak all over the place. You know who this guy is. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long, long time. His new book is called, at least I think the newest one, this newest one that I have, is called Fearless, Creating the Courage to Change the Things You Can. And ladies and gentlemen, boy howdy, are we going to need that over the next few weeks and months and quarters. Steve Chandler, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Fearless. Small business owners are going to have to find a way to make sure that the fear that we have, and fear, I've written, Steve, as you know, many times, that fear can be a good thing. Fear motivates us to do certain things. A lot of times fear is giving us good advice, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it can be a good thing if you jump from it into action. But if you let it shut you down, or let it make you just get scared so that you don't take action, it's not going to work for you.
Right.
And that was the point of my book, Fearless, is how to access that action when you feel the fear so you're out of it. And I think that's what's needed now in this economy. People forget, small business owners especially, that actions they took got them their wealth. And it will be action that will get them through this and get them into a new level of efficiency that they never had before. But they get scared and they think it's the market condition that got them their wealth. And it never was. It was always action you took. And people forget that. They forget that they are responsible for their wealth.
Well, it's the reason why railroads almost went out of business 100 or so years ago. They thought they were in the railroad business. They didn't realize they were in the transportation business.
That's right. They didn't see the opportunity. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you're exactly right. And that's the reason why I think that a lot of businesses don't make it past the second or third generation, because the people who are then running the business, the later generations, they don't know, they've lost the memories of how the company actually got where it is.
And they've lost the memories of how to work, because they've been handed things all their lives.
And the fear of losing something that they didn't earn, I've seen this in their faces. I've seen these second, third generation people. Not all of them. Many of them, I know many of them, and they're doing great. But some of them I've seen, and they're scared to death. They make decisions based on fear, because they actually think, if I lose this, I have no idea how to get it back. If you meet a founder of a company, you know, if you want to see fearless, look at the founder of a company in the face of extreme adversity, and they'll look at you right back in the eye with a fearless look, because they know, you know what, I've been rich, I've been poor, I can fix this if I have to.
Exactly right. They know, I created this, I can create it again in a different format. This is on me. It's not on some external circumstance.
Yep. And so, consequently, Steve, we're not doing our children and our employees any favors if we protect them from the adversity, are we?
On the contrary, we are really making them weak. We are leaving them in a very weak position when we, quote, help them too much.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one of the things, my children were teenagers as I started my business back in '89, and they got to see the struggle. They got to see that, and I I was embarrassed about it at the time. I remember being, you know, it kind of embarrassed me that I wasn't able to do things that I would like to have done for them because I was trying to build my business. But as I look back, that wasn't a bad thing for them because they never went hungry. They never always had a roof over their head. They just didn't have a brand new BMW when they were 16, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's good for them. I mean,
isn't that something though that we should talk? We should share certain things with our employees. I think too, don't you? That when things are tough, let them know. You know, you don't have to give them everything, but let them know enough that they know that you know that we got to fight about this.
Absolutely, bring them into the inner circle, let them help you solve the problems, share everything, total transparency. And I know so many business owners who hold their cards to their chest, who play like father and the employees are children. It really is not going to help you.
Mm-hmm. Stand by, Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be back with us. We got some more things to get him to tell us about. His book is called, the new one's called Fearless, Creating the Courage to Change the Things That You Can. Courage, that's another very important word that Steve writes a lot about, and I like hearing him talk about it. We'll do that some more right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Life goes on day after day.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jerry with a G, by the way.
Hearts
part of the British invasion from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Jim with a J. We got Steve Chandler, Steve with an S, our good friend, who's with us right now. Steve's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of the new book, Fearless. It's fairly new. That's your newest one, right, Steve?
Yes, it is.
And tell us where it's available, please.
Well, it's available online on Amazon. And most bookstores carry it, but Amazon's the most reliable place for it.
Fearless, creating the courage to change the things that you can. Isn't courage part of the ability to determine what you do with fear? Isn't that, I mean, fear, as we've said, I've called fear a shapeshifter. Because it shifts from you know, from giving you good advice to immobilizing you. And it looks like a lot of different. It can look like a lot of different things. It can look like, you know, it can look like worry and anxiety. It's a shapeshifter. But doesn't having and applying courage give us the tools to be able to manage fear?
Well, absolutely. And I even write in the book about shapeshifting, so it's odd that you would bring that up. But the mirage that fear is, it's like a mirage arising. And so our thoughts create this worst-case scenario. So one thing happens. One client stops doing business with us. And then all of a sudden we feel butterflies in the stomach like maybe all our clients are going to stop. And now that fear freezes me for a few hours.
Right.
And instead of creating new clients and talking to my old client and letting them know I'll be there for them when they come back, I'm frozen and I'm doing crazy things. And that's why the fear can be so destructive to a small business or even a large. I do a lot of work now with Fortune 500 companies because they are facing small business type fears with the outsourcing and global adjustments that are always being made. They're facing fear in their populations.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And with all the things that have been going on for the last 9 or 10 months, there is a lot of fear out there, and some of the unprecedented things that have happened. So how do we apply courage? Where do we find courage, and how do we use that to fight fear, or at least to manage it?
Well, the key here is action. What I always want to do when I catch myself scared is to look at what action do I want to take next. Because when I'm in action, it goes away. It's like you hear a football player saying, I was really scared, but when I ran down the field and hit the first person, everything was okay.
Yeah.
So really what we need to do is go out and hit somebody. Figuratively speaking.
I love these sports metaphors. The women love those too, don't they? Don't they, Steve? You're a big hit at cocktail parties around the women, aren't you, Steve?
Well, actually, it's amazing how women have become great sports fans in the last 10 or 20 years. I've been amazed by that.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, to me, courage is something that we develop. I think maybe some people are born with more of it than others, but until you've lived through a few challenges and survived, courage is really just is it, your courage hasn't really evolved yet. It's really maybe more, maybe a little bit of foolhardiness, you know, because you've done something you weren't supposed to. But I think having courage and having what I call the fear fighting tools, I think, you know, knowledge and education and experience, those are all things that you can use whenever you're faced with something that's fearful. Can't you call on those things? You say, okay, this is not good, but you know what? I saw this once before and I survived it, and here's what I did. Maybe I'll employ those things. What do you think,
yeah,
Steve?
Yeah, I agree. And there's another tool.
Memories.
There's another tool, and that is support, is reaching out and saying,
yeah,
hey, I'm having a tough time with this. Let's you and me sit down and put another pair of eyes on it.
Yeah.
Or bringing in a business coach for a short period of time to help you see some things that you can't see because you're so scared. And part of courage, it's paradoxical, but part of real commitment to success is asking for help. Anyone who goes through addiction recovery, the sign of commitment to recovery is that you're ready to ask for help, which is a paradox. It looks like people think that there's some value in doing it all by themselves, that I did this myself, I fixed it myself. Well, there's no value in that. That's just some kind of ego game.
Right.
And it means that you hold looking good higher than actually succeeding.
And there's another element to that, Steve. It's where the same thing happens, the same result happens, the same negative result happens, but it happens not maybe so much because we're egotistical, like you said. I think there is that, but I also think for small business owners, a lot of times it's the shame of not knowing something. We think, wow, I need to know this. I don't know how to do this, but the rest of the world knows it. I'm the only person in the world who doesn't know it, so therefore, if I ask questions, if I ask for help, I'll be telling the rest of the world I'm uncompetitive.
Yeah, that's right. That's an exaggerated focus on self, an exaggerated...
And we work ourselves into a tizzy about that.
Exactly.
See?
How am I coming across? What will people think? Instead of, how do I succeed? How do I win? The question all day, what will people think of me? What will people think if they walk into my restaurant and it's half empty? Instead of, how do I fill this place?
That's the reason why I like the idea of small business owners getting together in these round tables. Some of the organizations like Tab Boards, like what's the other one? Visage and some of those, because they get to hear other people say, you know, somebody who gets up the courage to say, I don't know how to do this. Can you help me?
Exactly.
And then you get up the courage to do that. These are good things, ladies and gentlemen. You're not supposed to know everything.
Yes.
If you did, you'd be a talk show host. Everybody can't do this. Ten Tails, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
We're back. It's 7 till. The Godfather of Soul, the late, great James Brown, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check them out and use them to your advantage. We built them for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. In fact, Steve Chandler, by the way, is our guest. Steve, one of the reasons that I'm doing what I do and one of the reasons you do what you do is so people can hear other voices in the privacy of their own home, in the privacy of their own office or their car or wherever they're listening. They can hear people like you and me and others and read what we say and maybe glean some kind of benefit from it, so that whatever they didn't know before, they now know, and nobody had to know how they got smarter.
Isn't
that's available to people today in ways that's never been available before.
Oh, you're right. It isn't rocket science how to succeed at business. It is not a mystery. And business is a logical process performed by emotional beings. And when the emotional beings get in there and mess with it emotionally, it falls apart. That's why four out of five businesses fail, in the fifth business is the one listening to your show.
That's exactly right. Exactly. Yeah, you know, Steve, I've often said that the problem with humanity is the humans.
Well, that's the only problem with it.
Exactly. So we're talking about being how to be fearless and also courage. I love the way you couldn't talk about being fearless, even though that's the title of your book, without explaining that by using the word courage. And to me, I really think that we need more courage in the marketplace. Steve, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And courage is a creation. It's not a character trait.
Say that again.
It's a creation. Courage is a creation. It's not a character trait or a personality trait. You create it through practice. It's the only way to acquire it. You can't be. So you create it through practice. And people look at other people and say, oh, he's so courageous, or that salesman is so fearless when he makes cold calls.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never have that. No, I can teach you to have that.
Yeah.
Because all it is practice. But practice sounds so simple and mundane. They want it to be magical. They want it to be in their DNA, or to get some magical elixir, or maybe something from the doctor. And it doesn't work that way.
You know, I love this quote. It's basically, I think, a paraphrase of something that Thomas Edison said. But I love the way it comes out now. It's failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so if you're faced with a situation, a sales call or whatever it may be, you know, one way to be fearless is to say, okay, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm going to promise that that's all I can do is give it my best shot, be as prepared as I possibly can be, and give it my best shot. And whatever else happens, I'll either get the business or I'll learn how to get the business better next time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just information. Don't add a story. When someone says no, don't add some catastrophic story to that. It's just information.
That's exactly right. Well, and you can take a lesson from teenage boys, right? Right, Steve. I mean, teenage boys ask girls out. Sometimes they say yes. Sometimes they say no. If we took all the no's personally, and we, you know, it kind of brought us down. Where would society be, right?
That's right. There'd be no dance to go to.
Do they still do that? Do teenage boys still do that?
Well, I don't know. I hope so.
I don't know if they still do things like that. Do you remember picking up the phone? That's another story. Picking up the phone.
Oh, that's great training, though. That's like.
Oh
life.
Yeah.
That is the life itself. Put in one dramatic scene, and I was such a coward as a teenager.
I was Richie Cunningham.
I would never ask someone out unless I called three or four other girlfriends of hers to make sure she would say yes. It was terrible.
Well, I didn't do that, but I would worry that the dad was going to answer. See, back in those days, folks, you called the house, and usually the old man would answer the phone. And then he'd have to hand it to his daughter, and that would be my worst fear. Is
yeah.
I'd say, oh, please don't answer, please, yeah. Mr. Jones, please don't answer the phone.
Right.
But seriously, that's the kind of things that boys grow up with. At least they were in our generation.
I don't know if they still.
I think that's what they do. Hey, you want to go to the mall and hook up? Anyway, courage, folks. You got to have courage if you're going to be fearless. You got to be prepared, and you find all those stories. You find all that examples. You'll find out how to be more fearless, but with cause, not just being foolhardy. With cause, in Steve Chandler's book, Fearless, Creating the Courage to Change the Things You Can. Wherever books are sold, right, Steve?
That's right.
Amazon, all the good bookstores.
That's right.
Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today.
You're welcome, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
It's been fun.
Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.